You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fake Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, two new rules here for the podcast. Number one, don't chase money. Number two, don't talk about your wife on the podcast. Yeah, I got in a little trouble there. The crock pot, she kind of felt like it positioned her to be a 65-year-old with curlers that belonged on the show Golden Girls. And that's kind of not what we want to do. So she survived the birthday. I survived the birthday. We move on to today. It's a new day, thankfully. And let's lead off with golf, where we're going to play the RSM Classic in Georgia. It tees off on Thursday. Didn't find a lot of value in the matchups because they get weighted so quickly, and I'm not going to lay a minus 150 or a minus 170 on anybody. So our play here is going to be Corey Connors over Louis Oosthuizen. It's even money at a plus 100. Connors is 3-for-3 making the weekend at this tournament. He finished in 10th place last year at this event. Last time out for Connors, well, it's been about 30 days. He last played at the Shriners and finished in 40th. Meanwhile, Louis, last time out, 38th at the CJ Cup. He missed the cut last year in this tournament. So Connors has the upside to win any given week. He may need it against a quality opponent like Louis. So I'll take Connors at even money this week against Louis Oosthuizen, plus 100 at the RSM Classic in Georgia. Now let's go to match in football, where we made a mistake yesterday. We said we flip-flopped on a game. We originally were going to play Eastern Michigan plus the 5.5. We switched to the over there, and the MAC went under last night, so we got burned on that game. Cost us the night. We end up losing the juice where we should have had profit, but let's get to it today. Game number one, Ball State and Central Michigan. The Chippewas are 6-4 straight up, 5-5 against the spread. Last three games for them, they lost to Northern Illinois by 1. They beat Western Michigan by 12 and beat Kent State by 24. Meanwhile, the Cardinals are 5-5 straight up, 3-7 against the number. Last three games for them, they lost to Miami of Ohio by 7, won at Akron by 6, and lost at Northern Illinois by 1. So I do not get the Vegas Ball State relationship this year. They were favored in three straight road games, and now they are an underdog at home. The numbers don't support it, but I'm playing Ball State nonetheless. We're going Ball State plus 1.5 tonight at home against Central Michigan. Next up on the docket, Northern Illinois at Buffalo. The Huskies are 5-5 to the over this year. Last time out, 59 points against Ball State. It stayed under the number, but their previous three went over the total. Meanwhile, the Bulls are 5-5 to the over. Last game for them, 63 points at Miami of Ohio. That one did go over the number. They've had back-to-back overs. So this is yet another coin flip game in the MAC, and I'm going to take the easy out here. Let's go over 60 between Northern Illinois and Buffalo. Now let's go to the association. We're in the NBA. We got a win last night, so we're back to 500. Still down the juice, but we're at least 500 now in the NBA. We're going Sacramento and Minnesota under the 223.5. The Kings are 8-6 to the under this season. They last time out defeated Detroit 129-107, going over the total, but three of their previous five have gone under the number. Meanwhile, the Timberwolves are 9-4 to the under this year. Last time out for them, they lost 99-96 to Phoenix, going under the total. This is the highest Timberwolves total in the last 10 games, so it's a great opportunity to play the under. So the under it is, 223.5 between Minnesota and Sacramento. Now let's go to the frozen pond, where we're going to go to Washington again. It is Washington -1.5 at the LA Kings at a plus 185. The Capitals are 9-3-4 this season, 4-2-1 on the road. They've outscored their opponents 56-39 this season. Last night, we played them. They lost 3-2 at Anaheim in overtime. Meanwhile, the Kings are 8-5-2 this year, 5-2 at home. They are outscoring their opponents 42-37 this year. Last time out for them, they lost to Winnipeg 3-2 in overtime. So I'm not passing up the opportunity to play Washington at a plus 85. Let's go Caps again tonight. minus the 1.5 goals and a plus 185 against the Kings. Next up on the card, we go to college basketball. We went 4-3 last night, and we got another 7 games for you here tonight. Game number one, it is Boston College plus 5.5 at Rhode Island. If you can still get that 6 number, go get it. I had an opportunity at 6, but just slipped down to 5.5 on me. BC is 3-0 under new coach Earl Grant with a cupcake schedule. Rhode Island, meanwhile, is 2-0, covering as an 8.5-point favorite in back-to-back games. Boston College is projected to be dead last in the ACC. Rhode Island, bottom half of the A-10 this year. But I'm an Earl Grant fan, so I'm going to take the 5.5 points tonight on the road with Boston College at Rhode Island. Next up, we go to Butler. Yeah, the Butler did it. It is Michigan State minus 2.5 at Butler. The Spartans and Tom Izzo are 1-1 this season. They lost that opener by 13 to Kansas. Meanwhile, the Bulldogs are 3-0, but have failed to cover against Troy and IUPUI. The Big East is off to a great start in the Gavitt tip-off games, but the streak ends in this one. I think State will dominate. I'm on Michigan State minus the 2.5 at Butler. Next up on the card, it is Oakland plus 2 over Toledo. The Toledo Rockets are 2-0 with wins over Valpo and Detroit. Meanwhile, one of my favorite team names, the Golden Grizzlies, are 1-1. They won at Oklahoma State by 1, and they lost at West Virginia by 7. So quality games there for the Golden Grizzlies. I'll take Oakland tonight in their home opener over Toledo at a plus 2. Next up on the card, we go to Manhattan, Kansas, where Nebraska of Omaha makes the 180-mile journey into Manhattan. And we're going to play Omaha plus the 18 over K-State. So the Mavericks lost at Ball State by 4 to open their season. Meanwhile, K-State defeated Florida A&M by 10. To be quite honest, I like Bruce Weber, but I don't see K-State winning many games this year by double digits, yet alone 18. So I'll take the Mavericks in this one, plus the 18 at K-State. Then we go to Indiana in Bloomington, where St. John's comes to town to take on the Hoosiers. This is the game that I'm most excited to watch tonight. Both teams are 2-0. Mike Woodson gets his first opportunity for a big win at IU. This fan base is behind him, and Assembly Hall will be rocking tonight. With that said, I love what Mike Anderson is doing at St. John's, so I'm going to take the Johnnies plus the 6.5 at IU tonight. Next up, we go to the beach. Long Beach State plus 1 over Utah Valley. Utah Valley is 1-1 this season. They won at Pepperdine, then they lost by 20 at Boise State. Meanwhile, the 49ers are 1-1 this year. They won at Idaho in overtime, then they lost by 21 at UCLA. I'm going to take Dan Munson and the 49ers in the home opener, plus the 1 over Utah Valley. Then your final game on the card tonight is UC Davis. We're going to play UC Davis plus 2 at Pepperdine. The Aggies are 2-0 with wins over Utah State and Eastern Washington. That Utah State win looks pretty good, by the way. Meanwhile, Pepperdine, 1-2 this season with losses to Utah Valley and Rice. I like Davis plus the 2 at Pepperdine. So let's recap the card. Big card here for you today. PGA Golf, which tees off on Thursday. We're once again on Corey Connors over Louis Oosthuizen at an even money plus 100. Maction football tonight. We like Ball State plus the 1.5 against Central Michigan. We like Northern Illinois and Buffalo to go over the 60. In the NBA, it is Sacramento and Minnesota under 223.5. On the frozen pond in the NHL, we like Washington minus the 1.5 at the LA Kings at a plus 185. College basketball, it is Boston College plus 5.5 at Rhode Island. Michigan State minus 2.5 at Butler. Oakland plus 2 over Toledo. Nebraska, Omaha plus 18 over Kansas State. St. John's plus 6.5 over Indiana. Long Beach State plus 1 over Utah Valley. And UC Davis plus 2 at Pepperdine. So that's your card for a Wednesday. Thank you for joining us as always. And remember, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.